Welcome. We have a lot of people around the world. And something good is taking place, and I can see a lot of people. I see a lot of people opening. Raise your hands wherever you are on Zoom, TV, wherever you're watching from. Begin to raise your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the revelation you have given, something that is ready to be supplied in this celestial game. Father, I decree and declare that we win every battle. That financially there is a 24-hour miracle waiting for somebody. That by tomorrow morning, tomorrow by this time, even tomorrow morning, that miracles and miracles, testimonies and testimonies be recorded. And none of us be left out of that divine providence. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, it is well. Kiravando Valeyan, for everyone watching now. I don't know about you, but I'm sure glad I'm here. And we see a lot of people out there. And if your mic is a little bit closed, don't worry about it. Sometimes we close and sometimes we open some. But understand this. There is an agent in my spirit to do what I'm doing right now. And you are part and parcel of something so great. Tonight is that night. And I don't want anybody to give anything, to sow any seed. Listen. Don't be disturbed by nothing. Just listen. Very important to listen. I want us to open our Bibles in the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter number 10. And please, don't do nothing. Don't tithe, don't sow, don't give no seed. Listen. It is very important that you do so. Ravale via namba hadavis. Zelia non gravahatalis. Parale gahanda vahas. Zelish. Now hear this, in verse number 12, and I know you already know the story, so we'll start from somewhere. Lepale voreandele ikara dazava. Verse number 12 of Joshua chapter number 10. Let me read it again. Let me call it again. Joshua 10, verse number 12.
Yes, sir. Joshua 10, verse 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon.
Mm.
Verse 13. And the sun.
I want you to see something. It says, and the sun stood still. But notice that this was after the battle. If you read in verse number 10, it says, then the Lord discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon. And then after the men had defeated the armies, he said, I need more time to kill more enemies. So the miracle was never done after. You can take your seats in the studio.
Thank you.
So understand something that began to happen here.
Yes, sir.
That there was something that is being shown by divine providence.
Yes.
That in the frameworks of the spiritual realm,
yes,
there is an ability to control time. Or to let time cooperate with us in the production of a miracle.
Yes,
I know if you are... If you do not know, that means there is an ability for time to be controlled. In other words, time can become your servant in the production of your miracle. Now, the reason why you do not have children now is because maybe you might have them in 20 years' time. That means time is failing to cooperate with me. Sit down. So, it is not that God doesn't want you to get married.
Yes.
No. But your marriage might be 20 years from now.
Yes.
It is still there.
Yes.
So the only problem is not God.
Yes.
It is time that is failing to cooperate with you. So in fact, time can refuse to cooperate. The men had a miracle and killed soldiers and killed them. And the army, according to verse number 10, was discomfited. Not only discomforted, but discomfited. And when the men realized the miracle I have was to be with God, Jehovah. But Jehovah never controlled time. Now you can explain this thing to a little child and tell them you can control time and they get confused. But when you are old, you understand you can control time. Let me explain this to you. I don't know if you are there online. But it is very, very important that you understand the revelation of the hour. Because what is missing in the church today is the ability to discern times. The Bible says the sons of Issachar understood the times and seasons. You understand that the Bible is telling us that they had an advantage over the children of Israel. Only because of understanding of time. And the Bible says in the beginning. When the Bible says is in the beginning God created, that means God used a beginning to cooperate. That means the first thing God took advantage of was time. But it seems as if every time we kneel down on our knees to prophesy, to pray, to ask for some miracle, we never understand that the first ingredient you need to discomfit is time. So the Bible says in the beginning, in time. Notice God lives in one eternal now. He has no yesterday, he has no tomorrow. He had never created time. Time only starts in Genesis 1 verse number 1. Before he was, there was no time. So God says in the beginning, God knew the only way on this earth to get a miracle I need is to introduce the aspect of time. I have only 24 hours to give you a miracle. Only 24 hours. I know they're not hearing me, and I wish I had people here. Sit down, sit down, sit down. So every time God wants to do something, he creates time. For him to have the first day, he created time. Then immediately after said, let there be light. He then says, I separate darkness from light and made this night and made this day. He sent the second day, and the second day was already creating time. Timelines. I don't know if they are here. And if you are not part of this, and just go home, switch off the television, text your friend and whosoever it is that you want to text. Because I need to inject a certain revelation on the understanding of manipulation of time. We think it is faith, but faith comes. And if faith comes, that means that it operates on time. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the moment, the time, faith comes. Time has already been injected. So God understands that in the realm of the spiritual realm, and in the spirits of spirits, there is something that is so important that you create time. Now, I want you to understand something here. But time is only available here on earth. In the realm of God, there is no time. I don't know if you're here online, if you're here and you're watching by way of television, just tell God you are there because I can see you in the spirit. Now, I want you to understand something, that there is always a change of seasons with God. He says, I'm putting sun and the moon and the stars to mark the seasons. That even the stars you see, even the sun you see, is there to mark a time. Because God knows that the controller of miracles, time. So when people hear 24-hour emergency, 24-hour financial miracle, they start wondering, what are you talking about? Why 24 hours? Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, give me time. I will build this. Balevaina. He understands there is a need for time to cooperate to create a miracle. Sit down, sit down.
Hallelujah.
Sit down. I don't know if you are getting this. I want you to see something, a mystery. Malachi 4 verse number 5. Malachi 4 verse number 5. If you are here, I don't have a lot of time. I only have this time to announce what God has given me to announce to you. And it's so important that you listen. And I told you before, don't sow, don't give your seed, don't give your offering, don't tithe, relax, listen. This is not that time.
Yes, sir.
Perivalitas. Behold, I will send you Elijah. The prophet, I want you to understand that the Bible already knows there is only one Elijah they are talking about. They need to add that the prophet. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. But I want you to see while is the verse is there. I want you to understand that the Bible also says, and Elijah the Tishbite appeared.
Come on.
There was even a time for him to be introduced. When Jesus comes, the Bible says, in the fullness of time, God sent his son. So if the time was not full, Jesus would not be here. You would not be saved. So time gave you salvation. I don't know if you are getting this now. So you can miss your time and then miss your timing and then miss your timer. Then miss the person introduced in your timing. That's why Jesus said, in the volume of the book it is written of me, I have come to do your will, O God, at a certain time. So you are not broke because you are stupid. You are not broke because you were born in the wrong family. You are not broke because your government is rubbish. You are not broke because your president is corrupt. You are not broke because the government is corrupt. You are broke because of lack of timing. That when God introduced your time, you didn't listen. Parivalija lemahai. This is the reason why I say it is. There is an apportioned allotment of time which contains a conglomeration of opportunities and an assortment of possibilities.
Come on. Yes. Come on.
That if you miss your opportunity inside the conglomeration given to you, it already means you miss also the possibilities and the assortment of the possibilities inside your allotment of time. Sit down. So the idea of timing is important. There are people that have left me because they couldn't time. I don't know if you understand now what I'm talking about. In the days of Mary the mother of Jesus, there was already a prophecy that virgins shall give birth. One virgin from the tribe of Judah shall give birth to the Messiah. And it was timing that gave Mary her time. Why? Because the Bible says, blessed art thou, highly blessed among women. Highly blessed means she highly did not deserve. So it wasn't her spirituality. It was an opportunity obtained in an allotment of time. So I'm here to submit, Mary was a sinner. Because for you to be highly favored, you highly did not deserve. I don't know if you're hearing me. I speak to somebody under the influence of my voice. Your timing, you will not miss it. This generation will not miss its timing. These people watching me right now and hearing this voice will never miss their time. Right now, I'm here to introduce a 24-hour financial miracle. Oh, you're not getting this now. You're not getting this now. You're not getting this. I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. Ravehe lavayetahino. Verivala vahaseka. Ironenda valira diaparavas. Zeligazo kiatale. Ironanda vahita. Leatar gufre andavala zavos. Veruta lahindara. Periza vahit. Jesus. So there is, in this allotment of time, lodged inside it, are the parameters that control your miracle. That the celestial beings are excited every time they see an introduction of an allotment of time. Because outside it, there is no miracle. Miracles are only inside an allotment of time. Because miracles are only needed here. It'll be a surprise when we get to heaven. When you're expecting people to be healed in heaven, then they are not. Because there no sickness enters. No crying there. So there is no miracle or miracle worker needed there. There is no prophecy required there.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because all the prophecies have already been done here. If you think you will accept a prophet when you get into heaven, you are deluding yourself. There is no prophecy needed there. Nothing to be predicted. Sit down.
Just imagine, even God decided that when he comes in heaven, we're going to stay there for 7 years. He put it in time. Even heaven relies on time. Then he says on the parousia, which is the second coming, I will stay 1,000 years. The millennial reign, he even calls it 1,000 years, governed by time. When God wanted to come as Jesus, he locked himself in flesh, in human flesh, entered a woman, impregnated air from within. To the extent that the Holy Ghost himself was the Father according to the angel, the thing that is in you is of the Holy Spirit. And Mary says, let it be done to me as you have said. But I understand immediately, you find that God is now capsuled in time. He's also kicking the womb. Like a little baby. But it is the Lord himself. The mother is even crying and craving different types of foods in time. Yet she's carrying God. that every time she would be thinking, there is something kicking in my body. She knew. How did she survive? She knew in God has caged himself in time and is in my womb. How do you move carrying God? And the baby inside you knows I'm an embryo, but I created the one carrying me. And the placenta that I'm feeding, I created it. The blood vessels and the blood cells and red blood cells, I created them. And the food that I'm taking advantage of, I created them. But for now, for 9 months, I'm just a little embryo. And I will come out in time and sit on earth for 30 years before I start my ministry, caged in time, but I'm also the one who cannot be timed. The God you can't live without and you can outlive, and he's inside you. The old man said, no far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shore supply. You can't live without him and you can't outlive him. You can't vote him out and you can't impeach him, and he's no predecessor and he has no successor and he's not gonna resign. And he's locked in time. The cross couldn't handle him. The grave couldn't keep him. They locked him in the grave and he walked out. To the extent that the angels that came rolled the stone, not for Jesus to come out. The Bible says for the ladies to come and anoint him. Jesus walked through a wall, and then the angels knew the ladies that are coming don't know how to do this. Let's roll the stone. So people think the angels came to roll the stone away for Jesus. No, the Bible specifically told us it was for the ladies who came. So the one who was outside time caged himself in time, but knew how to control time. He did not disregard it. He controlled time. I have only half of you here who are going to control time as I speak to you now. Only half. Not many of you. I can see you by how you act right now that you don't really, really realize there is a timing. Do you understand that you can be given a person in time and never be able to appreciate them? And your hot head can miss that time. One person came to me today and I began to tell them about advice of their relationship. And unbeknown to me, they say, no, but it is said this, that when somebody does do this and you also do this. I said, this advice you take on IG. That lacks God in it. If this thing is going to be followed by the men you are trying to act up on, what will happen? Because most people failed to design time. Sit down, sit down, sit down. There are many generals who were supposed to marry women. Huh. That would have brought something to their families. Those women. But the women failed to measure timing. I remember one great prophet that if I mentioned the name, you would know. Came to my house and I spoke to the wife, and the wife was already walking out. And I said, ma'am, do you know that in 2 years' time, this man here will be greater than these other prophets? And it will be a church member that will be the first lady. And you will be some one of the viewers on Zoom. Timing. The person meant for you in time. And then the person could not discern time. Their hothead could not create time for them. Malachi 4, verse number 5. I don't know if you are here. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Now, the biggest problem you see is, at this time in Malachi, Elijah had died. Didn't get that, didn't. See, people are missing it. Elijah is already dead. So the Bible says, I'm sending you Elijah in the great dreadful day of the Lord. This is the reason why Jesus said, this John you see is Elijah. That means Elijah is not a person. It's a system. He didn't get what I'm saying. There is a reason why they call me Black Elijah. It is not because I'm Elijah. It is because there is a system. The great dreadful day of the Lord is a day with the tipping point. What we call the fractal attractor point in physics. When? When everything accumulates and now becomes heavy for an object. I have to speak this in layman's terms. And everything else is a tipping point in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says the sins of the Amorites have not come to completion. That means there is an attractor point. That means the sins are accumulating and accumulating and accumulating until that's why my spiritual father, Pastor Chris, says it this way. The days, this is the year of the gathering clouds. And he said, if the clouds be full of rain, they empt on themselves. That is a fractal attractor point. So there is also a time my revelation can actually accumulate. And then you get to a point where the revelation has accumulated so much. Inside your spirit, that you have no option but to have my kind of money. I wish I talked to somebody now. Than to have my kind of prophetic. Than to have my kind of You understand? When revelation begins to accumulate, that your poverty has no position. Tonight is that night. I said, tonight is that night. I wish they could take advantage of this. I wish you could take advantage of it. And don't sow nothing. Don't give no seed. Don't tithe. Parevalio. Ikrevenahadavai. Veristafahatevi. Malachi 4. I want you to see Malachi 4 verse number 5. Zevari yateli yanomba liga. Rezafohu zavahita. I don't know if you're getting this. I wish somebody could get this. Ruvali amange bakosa. Iranonge tave enenai. Revavo voli enenga. Paravoli jalama. Now, I want you to go back to Psalm 110, verse number 3. La jili uramandeve. La zuvata. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's quickly do that. Thy people. Do you notice what it says? It says Elijah shall come before that dreadful day of the Lord. Oh, that day of the Lord. So many people will ask, what day of the Lord are you talking about? If you read in the book of Isaiah, it tells us that the day of the Lord, you shall wake. They shall wake for you for no pay. That's what the Bible says in the day of the Lord described by Isaiah. Says the people shall work for you for no pay. Strangers shall come to your gathering and work for you for no pay. It is a year tantamount jubilee, where there is an accumulation of grace and everything becomes free. I speak to somebody under the influence of my voice. I wish you could understand what Isaiah said in Isaiah 53. He said it this way. Who has believed our report? When you see a prophet starting with who has believed our report, he knows what he's about to say is Eugelion. And Eugelion simply means too good to be true news. Yes. That what you are hearing is too good, you would think it's a lie.
Come on.
If I say to you, after this service, you go out, you check your account, and it will have 2 million. And listen to me, and if you believe it, it's no good news. If I say you're going to get 50,000 and you believe it, it's not good news. Good news is nearly too good to be true news. You hear it and you say, guys, don't play around with me. Then you have touched exactly what God wants you to see. When your mind can't comprehend it, the Bible says, ear has not heard, eye has not seen, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared. In other words, when your heart is so, you hear a story that God is going to do this, for me. Now hear this. I want you to understand, it says, before the great dreadful day of the Lord, there is a system that shall be released, and it is the system of Elijah. The system of Elijah comes just before a reset. I want you to understand that the Bible talks of a reset. If the Bible is talking of a reset, that means something here. That means there is something that begins to come to put that reset in order. So there is a system that recalibrates your financial systems. So God says, before I change your financial position, I need to send prophet angel, sorry, Elijah to come and recalibrate your system, because the thing you are about to receive is too high for you to believe. Sit down. Whoosh. And I don't have time, so I'm going to take this time that I have, this allotment of time. Because if I go outside an allotment of time, now we are dealing with celestial games. And I will explain what celestial games are before I finish. But I want you to understand something here. It says it this way in Psalm 110 verse number 3. I wish you could read it for them so that they can understand perfectly. In fact, it says the day of his power. The day of the Lord. You may ask, what is it? Here it is.
Psalm 110 verse 3. Thy people shall be willing. In the day of thy power.
In the day of your power.
In the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning.
Now hear this. Hear this. Maybe some people are like, what just happened? The day of his power is the day of the Lord. So the Bible says Elijah shall be sent before the day of his power. But what characterizes if this is the day of his power to you is your willingness. Psalm 110 again. Read this so that you see it.
Psalm 110 verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power.
Are you willing? The Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So you can't just be obedient, you have to be willing. And you can't just be willing, you have to be willing and obedient. Now the Bible says, but willingness measures if the day of the Lord is for you. Whoa. And willingness is measured by time, because you're not always willing. So it is a timing where you choose to be willing. Because I only have 24 hours to deliver the miracle. You see, so many people don't get this. That the 21 days Daniel prayed for to get a miracle, it was the stupidity of Daniel. That's why I never call my church to do a 21 day fast. It's as useless as the word 21. Because the Bible says when Daniel, the day he decided to understand the prophetic, the day he chose to understand the prophetic, the day he chose, listen to this, the answer came. So the reason why Daniel began to fast was his stupidity. Because according to the Bible, the first day he chose to want to understand, he got a reward. The answer was there. But because he couldn't get the answer in his ears, he fasted it for 21 days, wasted his time. So I'm not going to try and get my church to do 21 day fasting. It is not necessary. And listen, the Bible says Daniel wanted to understand the prophetic. I do understand the prophetic. I don't need 21 days. So all I have, 24 hours. In 24 hours, that car will be there. In 24 hours, that house will be there. In 24 hours, that debt will be canceled. In 24 hours, the money will be there. In 24 hours, the money is coming.
Come on.
Money is coming.
Come on. Talk to me, sir. You're talking to me.
So the problem with a lot of people is when they are pastors and leaders, all they hear is a good preaching. And when they are Christians, the problem you might have as a mature Christian is to think you already know. That this is a good preaching, I'll preach it another day. You'll preach it another day, but the people that are believing, they are willing. I said they are willing.
Come on.
Are already taking advantage.
Come on.
I want to show you something because I can see you're not seeing it, but I'm seeing it. It says it this way. Can we proceed with that scripture?
Yes, sir. Psalm 110:3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning.
Now hear this. It says, when you are willing in the day of the Lord, the womb of the morning will provide. Read it again.
Psalm 110:3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning.
From the womb of the morning. Thou hast the Jew of thy youth. Now, you didn't get that. What that means is very simple. It simply means something will be activated by God to an extent where when you see it, it will be so difficult for you to design it. Watch this. In other words, no matter how old you are,
come on.
Read it again because some people don't get this. And I want you to see, thy people, let me read it. Thy people shall be willing. When you shall be willing in the day of the Lord, in this allotment of time, in the beauties of the holiness of the womb. The womb is anything that carries something that you have not seen. It might be your house that you have not seen. It might be a car you have not seen. It might be that child you have not seen. It might be that husband you have not seen. But the womb will provide it. Not is here. Let's read it. I want you to see it. The womb of thy morning. Thou is the Jew of thy youth. In other words, the thing you used to enjoy when you were young. That strength of the youth shall be retained to you. In other words, time is going to be manipulated. Because you can be 80 and then you get the 1 million you wanted. But you are left with 3 years to die.
Come on.
That's why David said, it is vanity of vanities. Says vanity of vanities. It's like chasing after the wind. When I'm dead, the poor and the people that never worked for these riches are going to take over.
That's right.
Life is like what a vapor, he says. But the Bible says, in the day of the Lord, it shall wait for you. Your money will give you time to spend it. Your house will give you time to live in it. That means it's not just a miracle. It is a miracle that manipulates time. I don't know if you're hearing what I'm saying. When the Bible says, I will set a table in front of your enemies. The God knows already that your enemies are excited. But what I'm about to do is to give you a miracle that manipulates time. So your enemies that were there yesterday will come and sit and watch as you eat. They'll watch as you enjoy. They'll watch as you drive. They'll watch as you celebrate. They'll watch as you get into that white gown. They'll watch. So wherever they are, they will be called to witness in time, the manipulation of time, in the allotment of time. Because you took advantage of a conglomeration of opportunities and an assortment of possibilities. I'm about to finish.
Right on, keep going, sir.
I'm about to finish.
2 more minutes, sir.
So the sons of Issachar knew how to manipulate time. And I repeat for those who are just joining us, I want you to understand there is always the advantage of time in the miracle you're looking for. When you see the miracle not coming, it is not because your pastor, your uncle is not doing right, or your friend is not bringing you time, is not bringing you a miracle. It's simply that you failed to note the time. I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to say. I don't know if you are getting what you time. Palevarisa, no mele enava. The Bible says a troublesome wife, a nagging wife, is like water that drips from a vessel, drip every moment, emptying themselves because timing has not been understood. That when everything is going on well, somebody just chooses to mess it up.
Come on, preach it.
So you keep dripping, and you are timing it, and your time is off. And when you wake up after 10 years, you realize, my God, I should have been having a house now. I should have been having a car now. Where I am right now, I should have 3 children. But guess what? You are failing to see the time. There are workers, even pastors, that will they promote it to a level. Those who come from the London branch know. I have a guy that I started the ministry with. When I say started, we were in the preliminary stages together. Arranging. Him sitting there, I'm sitting there, his wife there, my wife there. Sitting, discussing how this ministry is going to go around the world. We had not even one branch. We were the only members. And the day I said, we are now starting next month. He said, no, I can't. Let's wait for another year. I said, no. God told me the time. You were there with me when he told me the time. But you are changing the time to next year. To say, is money required of you? No. Is God requiring money from you? No. I just think, wait, let's do it next year. We'll pray about it more now. So that when we start, we know we are sent. I said, no. I know I hear God. God said now.
That's right.
Within a few weeks, the man was deported. The man in his country. Before you know it, everything is gone. It's only now. Was it a few weeks ago?
That's right.
He came into the service. I even forgot who he was.
That's right.
Until I looked, I said, do I know you? I know you from somewhere.
That's right.
Have you ever visited this church? He said, right. I am this name. He called the name out. I'm like, I know this name, but I don't know who you are. It's a long story. We were supposed to. I said, you. I now know you. The person who was supposed to be the real vice president of this ministry. Is a congregant. He can't even be given third row or second row or first row. No, he's at the back. Because even the people that are there don't know him. The ushers even went with the first time visitor sleep for him to fill up his form. If this angel was blessed by God to have 257 branches around the world, where do you think this guy would be? If I drive a Mercedes Benz, at least he should be in a BMW.
That is... That's because I respect BM, Mercedes more than BM.
If I have a mansion with 10 bedrooms, at least the guy should have at least 3 bedrooms. But because he missed the time, it is gone. And when I said a brilliant brother, very spiritual, and when he sat down, I'm not talking about a sinner here, I'm talking a very spiritual man, but he missed his time. When I said with him, he said, I want to join prophetic this. Now he is also ordering his packet for prophetic, so he can learn the prophetic with others. Instead of become one of the teachers, he wants to get in to learn. Now, a sister that came 2 days ago, 3 months ago, are better. Those sisters are better than him. And he was there before nothing started. Time is what you miss. When you don't find a miracle, it is because of time. This is why in our ministry we always say, 2 more minutes. Because an environment be added. An allotment of time by grace can have a certain addition. But you miss the time. Hear this now. But I want you to realize something before I close this. If you notice, this Bible has a place and a book here written, the book of Genesis. This was obtained in 40 days by a man called Moses. But notice what he managed to do. Moses, what he managed to do. The ability of Moses. I wish I had people here, but I think I need to close this service because I only have a few minutes. There were only 40 days for Moses to decode the celestial timeline and framework and break into some areas where he moved out of time.
Come on.
To view things that were out of time, that made time. So he is here in time, and he gains an ability to go beyond time to decode what happened in time. So people that have the ability to come out of time and see time are able to go into time and distribute miracles. That's what the Bible says. And Elijah the Tishbite appeared. From where? We don't hear the mother of Elijah.
No.
Wow.
No.
There is no father, there is no brother. He appeared. Where are you from? Appeared. If you read the Septuagint, it actually says, and Elijah, the man who dwelt among the Tishbites, appeared. How? And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. He walked with God in time, and he was not in time, for God took him. If you look at the word took, it means to overtake. The word overtake does not mean in the English, the old English, it doesn't mean to go be in front of God and run. No, it means God saw Enoch, and he was in heaven, God, and realized, I can't be on earth with my spirit, because I'm a spirit. I'm locked in eternity. But there is a man locked in flesh whose spirit is vibrating at my level. So when God saw Elijah, when God saw Enoch, when God saw Moses, he wore him, he took him over, and God, for he was not, for God took him. In other words, God wore him as an overall. So whenever you'd see Enoch, that was God walking.
Hey, come on.
So many people think when they hear and God, he walked with God, they will think, no, when we look at, when we're sitting in this area in Israel, and you're looking at Enoch walking, and you see God on the side going like, yeah. No, God was wearing Enoch.
Hey. Come on.
When he would lie with his wife, God was inside. When he would eat pepe, in the Arabic context, God was inside eating pepper with Enoch. The bones were Enoch's bones. The blood was Enoch's blood. The nails were Enoch's nails. The hair, Enoch's hair. The head, Enoch's. But inside was God. He walked with God and he was not. He exploded into eternity. Somebody under the influence of my voice. I want you right now, as we're getting into this mode now, I want you to take your bank account, your bank card. If you don't have a bank card and you've got a computer, just open your bank account position. You know where you can see that statement, how much it is, the balance. It's good. I'm giving you that time right now. Yes, I'm giving you that time because I don't have time. I don't have time. No, and don't give no seed. Don't tithe. Don't do nothing right now. There is a time for that, not now.
Amen.
When I call for that time, that's the time, not now. Vali vali ko vaita vaheta, veri vina hovla handa vahasis, vriyondovis arivakava le juze vrate vala handa vahai zehu shaliga peravolia na kinando krafulia handa vahise jihiza vahanis. So the man is locked in 40 minutes. But those 40 minutes are like 40 years. And those 40 years are like 40 decades. And the man is locked into a system of heaven. To him, he is fasting. But he has managed to go beyond time in order to control time and be able to see what was done in time. The Bible says of Abraham, the Lord said to my Lord. Then he says it this way. Abraham was glad to see my day.
Come on.
Huh? Even the Jews said, what you're saying is nonsensical. You are not yet 50.
Come on.
But you say you saw Abraham. What is he trying to say? He is trying to say, the Abraham you know, I created him. In fact, he actually saw me. Then we look in the Old Testament, we see there is no time anywhere where Abraham saw Jesus. Except one time when he met Melchizedek. And Jesus is claiming that Melchizedek was me. Melchizedek was me. Ah, you didn't hear me. But how glad was he? He was glad to the point that he paid tithe. There are some people with a little bit of joy. When they have joy, they pay tithe. That it is in the corridors of power and in the vaults of heaven that the Bible is telling us that in that moment, in that time, he was glad to see me. Huh. When? And the book tells us that Melchizedek, and the word is Melchizedek, it simply means king of peace. If he is King of Peace, the book of Hebrews tells us Jesus is the Prince. So Prince means son of the King. So Melchizedek was then the Christophany. We talk about the Christophany, then we talk about Jesus in the Theophany. When God wears clothes, and when Christ wears clothes in the Old Testament, that's Christophany. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? So it is then understanding, an understanding that you need to carry, that there is something that was lodged in time. And Jesus said, Abraham was glad to see me. The man is not even 33 at that time, as he's telling the Jews. Hundreds of years, Abraham dead. And the man said, he was happy to see me. Then he said, if you were Abraham's seed, you'd be happy to see me. But your father is not God of Abraham. And your father is not Abraham. Because if you were seeds of Abraham, you would be so glad. What was he saying? You would be paying tithe to me now. Enjoy. Imagine Jesus is happy and tells you that a man was excited to see me, that he paid his tithe. Wow. The reason we pay tithe is we are afraid to go to hell. Jesus said, well, it was actually tithe was an expression of joy. Oh. Wow. Wow. Yes. Just the mention of tithe, you can see a lot of people becoming tight. That's what a great comedian said. If you mess up the anointing, you become an anointing.
Come on.
I want you to see this. What you're waiting for is my mouth to begin to decree in this allotment of time. In this allotment of time. There are things that control time. Beings that go beyond time. Hear this now. The reason why we see what we see now. For example, as I was coming to this, I was traveling from Ethiopia. And I was just there. And I thought of just playing music. And I don't believe in just playing music. Are you here? If you're here, wave your hand. If you're here, wave your hand. Just one hand. It's all right. And I don't believe in, you know, most Christians have one problem that when they play music, they think they are worshiping. No. The music is worshiping. You are just listening. I repeat this because it is very, very difficult. When you put Savannah songs, Ricky Dulan songs, I don't know if you're getting this now. Denzel songs, Latoya songs, you're not the one worshiping. And it is not even Savannah worshiping. It is a CD. So a lot of people would blast that music in their car. And they say, oh, the whole way through, the demons were running away. They were not.
Come on.
It was just sound. Worship becomes worship when it's now on your lip. So while you're watching a worship leader or somebody singing. You sing along, then that's worship. If all you do, it's so powerful. This song is so powerful. You're actually taking the glory. Because you're doing exactly what God is doing. He's listening. Now we have two people that are listening. One who should get the glory and one who should actually be helping to give him the glory. He's also listening. Anyway, that's not where I'm going with this. And I remember, as I was in this position, I began to pray to God about what we were coming to do here. And as I prayed, I realized something was happening. I looked up and I saw Australia. In Australia, it was like this thing is now upside down, where the sea is now the sky. And when I looked down, it was now the sky. And above it was now the sea. And I could look at it and I saw Australia like you would see it at night. If you've ever gone on Google and say Sydney and see a whole city with lights. Just, you know, those pictures with lights, brilliant ones, where you see nice buildings, just lights, you know, the edges of the city and brilliant stuff. But I saw the whole of Australia with lights. Like the whole country was lit, except patches that were dark because maybe there were forests and you know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I couldn't understand what it was until God began to make it definitive and I could see water inside it. at the edges and some areas I could see water that's gotten into the land. And I said, what does it mean? As I asked what it meant, God took me again. And I saw again, upside down. And remember, I'm looking up. You know, I'm in the fuselage of the plane. Flying from Ethiopia to Malawi. And the Lord began to show me these things. And it is now upside down. I see Japan. And when I looked at Japan, it is the lights again. Just like Australia. And I'm saying, what is this? I looked up and I'm saying, this is upside down. Is it for the Lord for me to see it? Or just the position I'm sitting, maybe God wants to show me like this? Lights are in there. But water was the main thing that was there. And God said, in the coming days, I'll reveal more. But I saw God himself standing in the Lord, in his position as God. And saying, pray. Pray. And angels begin to move from to and fro, calling out water. Trying to prevent water from coming in. This I saw for Australia. And I saw for Japan. And this is Ethiopia coming to Malawi. I wasn't going to Japan. I was going to Malawi. Now you need to tell me, how is it possible that I can go beyond time to see what shall happen, and God is saying it has already taken place? According to God, it's happened. So when a thing then becomes, God is not surprised. He already knows it has happened. It's only us locked in time who don't even know that the thing has already taken place. All the prophecies you see, you hear me prophesy. You hear me prophesy football matches. And people who don't know prophecy will comment on prophecy. Like, why would God be concerned about football? Perhaps this is the reason why you're this stupid. Because he seems not to be concentrating on your senses. Because you can't be this stupid, honestly, and be able to breathe. Yes. That God can't be concerned. He's concerned about an end. Yeah. People die on the football ground, in the football pitch. People die. He's not concerned. My father was like that at one time. And he matured in intelligence, hit him. When he found me one time praying, and I was deep in prayer. Then I realized somebody was standing by the door. And I didn't want to go there and say, why are you standing there? So I kept on praying. And my father is a distinctive walk. You could actually tell it's him. You drag his feet. So you could tell it was him. So I realized the old man was there. And he was waiting. He just walked away for 2 minutes. When I came out, of that moment, I began to speak in English. And I began to talk to God. And I'm talking to God. You know, just a conversation like, you know, today I went to this place. And I did this and I did this. You know, telling God what he already knows. But God is like an ancient of days, an old woman and an old man. He needs you to describe what he already knows. If I had given you an opportunity to speak to my mother when she was still here, you would understand that you would be talking about the things you already know. Oh, do you see my house? Yes, that house, what happened was this. Then the following day, she will repeat that same story. Not because she forgot, but because that's what is interesting to her. I remember coming out of that room, and as I walked towards another house there, my father said, can you come here? I want to talk to you. I said, Have you ever been told by your wife, we need to talk? If you are a husband, you know Sodom and Gomorrah is coming and all the armies of Israel are against you, you know? We need to talk. Are we not talking now?
He called me a student. He said, I want to help you, son, if you allow me. I said, oh, yeah. Oh, well, go on. What's working? He says, you know this Jesus? I want to tell you. You know, when you say Jesus, I get excited. You know this Jesus? It's like you see that fence there? He points at the perimeter of his own property. I said, yes, sir, I see it. He said, yes, when you wake up, God should not be like around here. Should be outside the perimeter there. You wake up, you say, how are you, God? From afar. Now the God I heard you speaking to, it's like he's in your pocket. He said, son, you need to respect God. You can't be talking to God like that, like he's your friend. God should be put outside the tent. You wake up and say, how are you, sir? Yes, we'll see you in church. I said, you know what? I said, you know, Papa, this is the kindest voice of the devil you are using. It's like the voice of the devil, but in a kind way. I said, God, the devil is using you to speak. But he's using you to speak in a very soft way. The God of Israel wants to be inside you. The timeless timer. The unchangeable changer. Needs to be inside you. That everything you do, you can be able to move out of this place while you are here. This is the reason why we can prophesy to somebody. While we are here, we talk about what is in their house. When did we go there? In this timing, we went there. I was in Dr. Rodin Howard's house. Brilliant man of God. And he called me and said, you and your family, just come and rest. You've worked too hard. I went there, said, I never expected to preach or anything in his ministry. No, said, come, let's go. I'm going to church, but you can just stay in the office. I was with Pastor Bevan here and other people. So you just stay in the office. Don't worry about it. After I finish, we go home. I just want you to relax. He took my kids to Disney World and just wanting us to rest. And while I was there, I said to my wife, I'm seeing this and this and this, this name here in the church where we are going. But just imagine that I'm not preaching. So this person here might go without the information I have. Let's pray that Dr. Rodin would actually cover that area. Because we're not preaching. I went there. Now imagine I got the name at home. And I get to the church, got in the office, seen brilliant things there, what he's doing around and seeing all these studios, marvelous stuff. We come out. And he just decided, come to the service. And I went there. And my wife is in the office. And he's like, I have a friend of mine from Zimbabwe. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be introduced and sit down and let's do what we need to do. Then I said, okay, this here is a mic. He gave me the mic. And he goes into the corner. And he says, tell them what you do. I said, I'm a prophet. And the whole church goes, you can hear a pin drop. He says, tell them what a prophet does. I said, yeah. So I realized the God. I said, I can tell you who you are, where you come from, what is happening with you, with certainty, and really, really, I'm good at it. I said, me and my wife, we do the same. And he said, prophet. Huh? Now this is a church. I didn't expect to preach. I didn't even know there was a church service. I stood there, I called a woman in the corner. I said, you live in this town, and your sister is called Mary, and this. The whole church changed. I took one card, I wrote the pin number, and I wrote the second pin number, confused a little bit, and I put two arrows, one arrow going this side, one arrow going this side, meaning to say there might be a mistake on the number, like 2042, and then I put 2024. Then I put two in an arrow and two in an arrow. And I said, these are your pin numbers. And the wife is like, no, yeah, the first one is correct, but the second one is not. And the husband said, no, it is true, all of them. When you gave me two cards that we own, you put this number. But on the second one that I keep, I had forgotten the pin code from 2042. So I confused the last two, and put 2042, 2024. So this is correct. Why there are arrows like this is correct. Now I'm standing here. When did I go to their place? Time. Knowing how to manipulate time gives me that miracle. Tonight. Tonight. This is that time. I want you to pray wherever you are. Raise your hand and begin to pray. That 24 hours. Zivalu mondi la ninga bahaya. Begin to pray. Don't give nothing. I will call for that seed. Don't give nothing. Don't tithe. Don't give offerings. Only when I speak it, do it. This has to be timed. Only tonight. You have to time it for that 24-hour miracle. Obey that time.
Bara handle ovri kantala kiza kadayo paroko toski fra katiga zahanda reze fra andle iyo paroko zikla ando vaga degezegeda ribra gade gojo godia zoda rede bra andle evra ikla anta makopra ikla anta zevra konto zozozo kokorahada marofra atele izo fra kizo pakra
kashiko
paroko skivra katala atozia Razovra into Lerinta
24-hour financial miracle.
Anka roontla ibra pato
raise your bank cards.
Zekri antizo govahanda zia dogoji.
Put your hand towards that screen. Begin to pray.
Harohovra gadiga zahada has rahando rokopa.
24-hour.
Kotokozoko ta. 24 hours.
You are preparing your account to receive that last
zahande
miracle.
Zevra hando zabra ego doya ko shikara.
There are people here who are supposed to be multi-millionaire tonight. Multi-millionaires. Billionaires in their currency. Right this minute. This year of wonders without number. Your miracle will agree with you.
Rozovra andele ego bragado. Paroko dovra atogozia jigara kadegezegida parovra ekla antele ito mareza vra kadezega jikoro bragadogonta rakavra antekezekeda rozevra entele ebra aka makode zetara antu para tese vita kazakadaya rahadovra kadogojegeta kaza rafadovadoza paroko dogozogodiga ri antala akedega zoka parigo zoka toka zoya mentere katogo jigada reinta paroka tegeza revra andlo oka baza kadeya kontika jeto pra ito kovazo kodoya.
In Jesus name. Hallelujah. I want you, while you are standing there or sitting there, wherever you are, I want you to understand that we are in a battle of celestial games.
Hallelujah.
Where we are pawns in a big game of chase. You can decide to be the bishop or the king. To be the castle or the king. And that the desire of every spirit is to express itself through you. I didn't get that. Spirits are not allowed on earth. So their desire is to express their deeds and express their desires through you. If you see anger getting into you, it is a demon called anger that is chosen to inhabit you and spread his influence in you.
Come on.
If you see poverty and lack of money in your bank account, it is the demon of poverty that has got it already inside you and is now manipulating systems for you to be exactly what it is like.
All of them are looking for impartation. Spirits desire to express themselves. And they can't do it without your body. Even God can't do it without you. That's why Ephesians 5:30 says, we are members of his bones, his sinews, his muscles. God is tabernacled in us. That's why we are called the temple of the Lord. So too many people don't understand that your character is a proof enough that whatever you are producing for yourself, somebody's controlling it. Ask yourself, is it God? And if you can answer this is the devil and you still become stupid, then you need more help than what I think. It's no longer deliverance. You're now the resident, the reality of the devil. Because if you know anger gets me to here and you're still doing it, then something is wrong with you. If you know poverty is what I'm experiencing every day, but I've been given somebody to inject riches in me and you keep the same attitude, you are mentally disturbed. Because only insanity makes you do the same thing expecting a different result. This, what we are in, is a celestial game where demons, spirits, God himself, Jesus himself, is trying to express himself through your bodies. Says whosoever is joined to a harlot is a harlot. Why? Because the moment you join to a harlot, that harlot spirit has already entered you. Now is expressing itself through you. Says, for whosoever you yield your members to is your Lord. That means our members are yielded. While I'm right there, I want you to understand something God told me was coming out of my place. And I was getting into the car. He says to me, don't tell them tonight that they need to do business. Oh, you didn't hear me. Says, there is a level where my people can do business. Then there is a higher level where people just need to know how to yield to my spirit. And I express my riches through them. This is what the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. How? Shall men give? Meaning to say there are people who are anointed to give you without business, without a business plan, without applying for anything. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Are you getting this or are you missing this? I told you I was getting into the office like this and I was owing at least $80,000 as a man of God. TV bills, rent bills, everything. TV had gone for a month or so without being paid and it was still live. And I'm getting into my thing like this and God said, do not worry, I'll show you what will happen. As I moved like this, I decided I'm not going into the office. So I stood by my car to watch people get into church. And everybody was like, Papa, we love you, we love you, we love you. And I turned back. God said, turn back. Stop these people from what they are doing. I just said, stop. Because there was a scaffold. I'm like, what's happening? It's my ushers restraining this man in a t-shirt from trying to get to me. Come on. I said, allow him in. Let him come and see me. He ran. The guy fell at my feet. A big envelope. He said, pray for me, sir. Pray for me. Put a big envelope there. I said, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. Maybe I'll see you after service. He said, no, just take it. That's my prayer request. I said, No problem. I'll take it. I get into the office. I said, guys, you should have, when I say stop, you stop. Because I haven't got in the service yet. I got in there. I said, I'm thinking, let me go in the service, then come back and just read this prayer request. I said, let me read the prayer request. There's too many papers in there. This guy, I think, has got a company. I open, and it's $80,000. Wow. Now, this is a man in a t-shirt that was trying to push his way through. He has no appointment. He has no access to me. My protocol could not discern the timing. I could have gotten into the office